Well, hello there. This is T.W. Jackson, and I hope you'll call me T-Dub. I've got my cup of coffee here, and if you want to grab a cup of coffee or some tea, today we're going to talk about what's called the masculine hero avatar, and we're also going to chat about the four masculine hero avatar principles. Pull you up a comfortable chair and a cup of coffee, and if you want to take some notes, I would highly recommend that. Before we get into the masculine hero avatar and the actual principles, I kind of want to talk about how this session here is going to kind of interrelate with your Girl Gets Ring system. The Girl Gets Ring manual is kind of like the flesh on the bones of this main theory we're going to be discussing today. Now, a lot of folks like to know the reasons why for things. So this session here, our session today is going to be talking about what makes men turn yellow or red. If you remember from our video presentation, that men don't process their feelings the same way that women do. They have those feelings, but they don't process them the same. Men can have a tremendous amount of love for you, but not be willing to move to a next level, or they're afraid of moving to the next level. And the way I explain this is a man is either green means he's going to be moving forward, yellow means that there's something that inside of his gut, not necessarily in his head, but inside of his gut that he can't explain, there's something stopping him from moving forward in the relationship. And red is the big warning sign that he gets inside of his stomach, where kind of inside of his gut, he's decided that, yes, he may love you, but there's something stopping him, and he knows it's not going to allow him to move forward. So are you with me so far? Well, great. Now, you're probably asking, so, Tita, why is it so hard for men? Why can't they just fall in love and naturally want to progress forward? And I'm glad you're asking that, because that's exactly what we're talking about today. One of the big troubles that men have is the MHA, their masculine hero avatar. Let's talk about the masculine hero avatar for a second. MHA is basically an image that a man feels he must project to be that strong, independent, free man who's always in control. Now, this is something that's kind of been sociologically programmed into him. Some of it's sociologically programmed from, good Lord, back to the caveman days when he had to go out on hunts and just kind of had to ignore his feelings, ignore the cold, ignore lots of things in order to accomplish a certain goal. It's also still being programmed to this day by child rearing and how men are raised. Every man feels like he has this image that he must live up to. And this is not a bad thing. This is really a double-edged sword. Because I want you to picture a superhero, and this is very similar to what's going on inside of a man. Not so much, he's not thinking this in his head, but this is what's going on. He's a lot like a Superman, like a superhero. Imagine Superman for a moment. When he's got his cape on and he's out saving Gotham City, he's out there saving the world and protecting Gotham City. There's a lot of really wonderful and great things going on because he has that single track mindedness. He has that strong image, that independent image, and he's always in control, right? As Superman. And this allows him to go out and accomplish wonderful and great things. I was watching a very interesting 60 Minutes show, and it was this Marine. I think he was 19 years old in Iraq. This has been about a year or two ago. He was in Iraq, and his job was to go out there and put on all this heavy bomb gear and basically go walk the roads in Iraq and look for landmines. Well, here's a 19-year-old kid in my mind, putting his life on the line. And this wasn't for a paycheck. this was, and in his own words, it's to protect the kids that are in the community, to protect the community out there. And it's funny, as the interview was going on, you could hear the kids playing in the background. So it's this MHA, the positive side of the masculine hero avatar, is all these wonderful things that men can do, and women too. And let me pause here for a side note. We're talking about men here, but women have the same ability. It's different. They have the same. Women have the same ability to put themselves aside and be extremely courageous, but it's different than how men do it. But I just want to kind of give a little plug to women there, so they don't think I'm being sexist, that men are the only ones that have this capability. But it's this masculine hero avatar that men have that allow them to do very, very wonderful things. But it's also the same MHA that causes them so much trouble when it becomes to becoming close in a relationship and overcoming their MHA to want to move on into a relationship. So let's kind of go back to our Superman example again. Typically in the old comics, in the old Superman days, and even most of the superheroes, when they were Superman, they never were romantic, right? When they had their costume on, when they had their superhero costume on, they weren't romantic. They were out saving the world. Now, as they were Clark Kent or Peter Parker, if you're Spider-Man, then that's when they could interact with the people and the women in their lives in a more sensitive level. And it's very similar to men. We have this outer shell, if you will. It's our MHA, our masculine hero avatar. It's almost like our costume. If we see of ourselves as a knight, it's our shining armor, right? It's our armor that is this shell that we have. And it's a wonderful thing in a lot of ways. But we feel very vulnerable if we take that shell off. But we must take it off in order to want to move on to that next level. Do you see what's going on here? So we have this shell, and it's not the Clark Kent. It's not the Peter Parker, okay? So that is the masculine hero avatar. Deep inside, after Superman takes off his costume, there are some basic needs of the actual man inside. And I call these the four masculine hero avatar principles. And it'll allow you, once you understand these principles, to figure out how you need to interact with his MHA and how you need to interact with the real man inside. Because there's lots of mistakes that you can make. So why don't we go over the four MHAP principles. I'm just going to go ahead and lay them out and give them to you. And then we're going to take one and we're going to go into great detail on the actual principle itself. How does that sound? Okay, so pull out your notepad and be ready to write. Here's the four MHAT principles. One, he wants you to love the real him. Okay? I'm going to go into detail on this, but just for now, he wants you to love the real him, not the Superman costume, not his shining armor, but there's a deep core need for you to love the real him, the guy inside, even if he fights it. Two, he feels that he has this important journey and mission to accomplish. Now, you likely won't, most men likely can't even tell you what that mission and journey are, just to verbalize it. Men have this feeling like they're supposed to be accomplishing something important. Number three, he desperately, desperately needs your loyalty. Now, as important as that is for women, a man's loyalty to her, this is probably just as important, even though if he acts like it's not, it's probably just as important, if not more important to a man. You know, a man will say, oh, you know, I don't need her. She can do whatever she wants, but that's not true. Number four, He craves emotional connection. I know that's kind of a shocker, but deep down, a man craves emotional connection. Okay, so those are your four MHAPs right there. It's the masculine hero avatar principles. He wants you to love the real him. He feels that he's got an important journey and mission to accomplish. He desperately needs your loyalty, and he craves emotional connection. So let's pull these out and talk about them in detail. MHAP 1, he wants you to love the real him. So here's your superhero. He's dressed like Superman. Just imagine that for me. He's dressed like Superman or a knight in shining armor. And this is the image that he believes through his sociological upbringing and programming that he believes that he must project to the whole world. So, and I'll tell you a little secret here. The way I kind of view mine is like the knight in shining armor. So the guy goes out there and he's in the world. He's got his suit of armor on. And this causes a lot of troubles for him, especially when he's starting out a relationship, because he will typically put forward his MHA first. So on a first date with you or on a first few dates with you, he will typically put forth his knight in shining armor persona or his avatar. He'll put forth his avatar, the avatar that he thinks that you'll be attracted to. And that may be that he might embellish a bit, or maybe not even embellish, but call forth too much attention to like his financial aspects or maybe his abilities. If he's good in sports or if he's good in strength, he might talk about, you know, how much he can bench press. But basically what happens is he tries to highlight all these things that he believes that he needs to highlight to be this strong, virile superhero to you. And this kind of creates a lot of problems. Let me talk about this for a little bit. So let's take the finance one. This is a pretty typical one. If a guy starts trying to highlight his financial success, at first he's pleased when you seem impressed by it, because this is kind of what he's wanting to do. However, because of the principle for him to actually fall deeply in love and want to move forward, that he wants you to love the real him, this creates trouble in the near future. Because what happens is, and he doesn't do this in his head, but just what happens inside of his gut and his heart, is once he feels that you're impressed with his finances, he has a tendency that he could go yellow or red, because he starts to feel, especially if you've accepted all of his gifts and seem very impressed, he begins to feel that maybe you like him for his financial acumen. Does that make sense? So that starts to turn him yellow, even though it's the very thing that he wanted. Another way that his MHA gets in the way is if he feels like he can help you in some way, he may go out of his way to do a lot of things for you. And this is a trap that he sets for himself, and a lot of women will actually fall into as well, because they will accept a lot of these things. And it's not a sin to accept them, and we're going to talk about that here in a minute. But what happens if you accept, and he does it over and over and over again, then he may go yellow or red, because he starts to feel that maybe you're needy. And this actually violates MHAP number 2. And we're going to talk about that here in a minute too. In essence, what's happening is he goes yellow because he's like, oh, well, she is in love with my superhero abilities and not the real guy inside of the armor, the real guy underneath the costume. Okay, so he feels like you're in love with Superman and not Clark Kent. Now, I realized, please, I want to stress this. You're not necessarily doing anything wrong. These are things that he's setting traps all on his own. And a girl gets ring. That's why I want you to go over it in very, very close detail, because we show you how to the actual day-to-day life and living, how you handle all these situations. But what I want you to get right now is that his core need is for you to see inside or behind this costume. and into the real guy. So one of the ways that you can do this is just let him know that you really like the guy that he is and you just really enjoy spending time with him. So if he is kind of making a big to-do of his financial success or acumen, just let him know that you really enjoy spending time with him, regardless of if he's buying dinner or taking you on lavish vacations or buying you stuff. You might even say, hey, you know, I really like you, and you don't have to do all this stuff. It's not necessary. Girl, let me tell you, that will go so far to turn a guy green and want to move forward in the relationship, because you're hitting one of his core principles there that he needs to in order to be green and feel like he can move forward with you. It also goes a long way, again, if he's doing this in the financial arena, if you will just offer to pay for even the smallest things, just an offer, even if he doesn't accept, that goes a long way. If he's doing lots of things for you, again, let him know that he doesn't have to do those things for you. You're perfectly capable of doing it on your own. You can let him know that you really appreciate it. And I don't want you going to the extreme where you just don't let him do anything for you, because that is also very off-putting to a man, especially the anti-chivalry thing that seems to be going on sometimes. You know, there's times where I've actually opened the door for a woman and she's like, oh, I could have got that myself. I'm just like, oh, goodness gracious, you know, what is this world coming to when a man can't open a door for a woman? I know that's very a small, minute percentage of women that would react that way. But you do also want to let him do some small favors. It's just in the context of how you accept the favor. Just let him know that, hey, you didn't have to do that. I really just enjoy being with you. And that goes such a long way with him. Do you understand what I'm getting at here? Even though he puts on, it's not really even a front. It's kind of the core of who he is. He is that Superman on some aspects. But beneath the costume, once he takes that costume off, what he really wants is for you to love Clark Kent. Does that make sense? Now, MHAP1 really permeates his entire life and your interactions with, especially true in the bedroom. When you make love to a man, the biggest turn on for a man, even before you start making love, is if he feels like you are totally turned on by him. If he ever feels like you have an ulterior motive, so if you ever make a game out of sex, for say, I mean, this is a very common, and we talk about this extensively in GGR, and I don't want to just belabor the point here because this is more of the theory, but we talk about this extensively in Girl Gets Ring about when to sleep with a man. If a man ever feels that you're using sex as this pawn piece in a game, so especially at the start of a relationship, say, oh, you know, we have to go out for 3 months before I'll sleep with you. That immediately turns a man yellow or red, because what's happening is he feels like you're playing a game. And if you're playing a game, it doesn't make him feel like you're into the real him. Now, here's the thing. It will appear to women that playing hard to get or using something, some kind of using sex as some type of tool, it appears to work. And here's why it appears to work. It's because we're superheroes, okay? And we're built for challenges. And we're built for playing games. So if you start playing a game with us, we will step up to the challenge. And it will appear that we're even more interested. But what's happening is we're not wanting to be with you now. We're playing a game. We're trying to win the game. And that, I know, is not what you want. When you sleep with a man for the first time or the 100th time, it doesn't matter. My wife and I have been together for 16 years. And what's so exciting for me is that I know she wants me for the real me. She can't wait. And I know it's because she wants me. And that's the biggest turn on and the biggest aphrodisiac you can give a man is to say, man, I am so hot for you right now. If a man ever feels like you're making some kind of game out of it, you're not really in it for the real him, and that's a turnoff. And he may not be able to describe it mentally or verbally, but he feels it inside of his stomach. And that's why I recommend women do not play games. Do not play games with men. They'll play, but what's going to happen is you actually turn them yellow or red, and it kind of stunts your forward movement in your relationship. Okay, so that's MHAP 1. Lots more in Girl Gets Ring about how this plays out in everyday life. But the key principle you want to remember is that he wants you, in your conversations, in anything, he wants you to fall in love with Clark Kent. Okay? Not Superman. He wants you to be impressed by Superman. Okay? It's fine to be a little bit impressed. But also don't make the mistake of being overly adoring of his MHA or the front that he's trying to project. Because you know what happens when you do that? Then he feels like he can never let his guard down. Because he feels like if he takes off the Superman costume, that you may be disappointed with Clark Kent. Okay? Super powerful. Make sure you go over Girl Gets Ring with a fine-tooth comb for all the way, little ways that this develops itself. MHAP number 2. He feels that he has an important journey and mission to accomplish. Now, I want you to understand that most men cannot verbalize this. Some men can. Some men know what they, you know, I was born to paint, or I was born to be a musician, I was born to be a businessman or a doctor or whatever mission that happens to be for them, or at something important. Maybe it's not job related. Maybe it's more socially related. Like maybe he's a member of Habitat for Humanity. But a lot of men cannot verbalize what their important mission or their journey is supposed to be. Many times you'll find like doctors or lawyers or somebody in a profession, and he may not even be happy in that profession, but he may like play guitar or write music in his spare time, and that's really where it really finds his joy. So sometimes there's this mismatch of what men are actually doing and what they're accomplishing. What's really important for you to understand, and men don't understand, so it's really important for you to understand, is men have a tendency to judge when certain things come into their life, if that's going to help them on their journey or if that's going to weigh them down on their journey. Now, many times they make this judgment incorrectly because of their masculine hero avatar. Let me give you an example. Because of the masculine hero avatar, a lot of men have this feeling, they don't necessarily verbalize it, and sometimes they do verbalize it. A lot of times they do verbalize it. But they have this feeling of marriage or having a steady woman in their life will actually tie them down or hold them down. And that's actually an inaccurate judgment. And here's why. Deep down, I don't think there's very many men that have been put on this earth that really see the end of their lives as being alone. That's not the way they wish to go through life. When they imagine themselves on their deathbed or at the end of their life, they really don't imagine or want it to be alone. They want to have a woman, a partner, a family that's close to them. So sometimes men really have a hard time because they don't have the same feeling, way of dealing with feelings accurately like women do. They really have a hard time with this principle. There is that drive, though, to go and accomplish something important, either a mission or a journey, whatever it is. Now, there's a saying that says, behind every great man is a great woman. And I believe, and it's seen proven out, that it boils down to this principle. A woman that can understand her man better than he understands himself and can help him on his journey or his mission. And once the man realizes it, she almost understands it better than he does. it's very, very attractive to him, not just from like an attraction level, but from a core level of this is the woman that's truly special and that can help him on his journey. Does that make sense? Are you with me so far? He feels like you're going to help him on his journey, make kind of lighten your, his load, if you will, if you're understanding it and he doesn't have a clue or he doesn't understand it well himself. Now, this principle plays itself out in dozens and dozens of ways. Let me give you one example. When I was first dating Jeannie, one of the first dates I took her on is I took her up the mountains for a little drive. Well, I have a horrible, horrible sense of direction. And it took me a lot of years as a man to be, even be able to admit that. Because that's not the way, that was against my masculine hero avatar, right? I'm supposed to know where I'm going at all times. But this is our first date, and I'd gotten lost on dates before. And sometimes the women would just be silent. Sometimes there'd be a little bit of eye rolling or huffy and puffiness. Sometimes the girls reacted well, but no girl ever reacted as well as Jeannie. But we got lost. And so I'm kind of tensing up a little bit, wondering, okay, so how is this going to play out? And instead of rolling her eyes or giving me the silent treatment, once she realized we're lost, and I knew that she realized we were lost, I said, hey, I kind of got a little bit lost here. She's like, oh, it's okay. I know you'll find your way. I'm actually really enjoying the scenery. And I can't even begin to tell you how that made me feel inside. And what was going on is I realized that if I had to go through life's troubles and I'm not, don't always have all the answers, that she's really going to help me get through those troubles and not kind of weigh me down and make it harder for me. Isn't that amazing? Now, here's a way to picture this, and it's really close to the way that we don't think about it, but it's the way that men feel about stuff without being able to explain it. If you'll picture that we have this backpack on, and we kind of judge things that go in this backpack or things that happen as, hey, is somebody putting rocks in our backpack? Are they putting lead in our backpack? Or are they taking rocks and lead out of our back? So a lot of men mistakenly just believe that marriage is going to add this big, huge rock to their backpack. Now, deep down, what overrides that is that because there's this feeling that they don't want to go through life alone. They do want that connection. And we're going to talk about that in some of the other MHAPs here that we're coming up with. But it's very, this example is very helpful for you to kind of understand what happens on a day-to-day basis. If you make a big deal about something that he said that could easily be let go, if you make a bigger deal about that, he's going to really kind of watch what he says times because he's going to start feeling like, ooh, I got better watch where I step, or I'm going to start getting rocks thrown into my backpack. What's really damaging is if it happens a lot and he starts feeling like you take a lot of stuff emotionally, then he feels like you become this big boulder that's in his backpack. If you let things slide, I'm not talking about important things. We're going to talk about strong women and weak women here in a minute. I'm not talking about letting important things slide, but I'm saying that if he wants to go out and work on his hot rod for a while, and you make a big deal about it, then that's going to kind of be a little rock or pebble that's added into his backpack. And he's going to kind of view that as you weighing him down, rightly, wrongly, or fairly, or unfairly. So you just want to kind of be careful that you pick your battles, so to speak, carefully. Because this is really important to a man that he has this sense of freedom. But at the same time, a man knows kind of what's good for him as well. So for example, if a man is playing video games too often, and to say it's kind of taking up his life, which is a very common problem right now, he may get upset if you bring it up, but deep down, he's going to sense that you really have his best interests at heart, and it's not going to register as a yellow or red light. In fact, it'll more register as a green light. And just little things like that. But now if you are giving him a hard time for, if it's not something that's really weighing him down, so if he has to play video games a couple times a week and you're giving him a hard time for that, making him feel guilty for it, and it's not really affecting him, he's going to know that as well. And it might register as a yellow or a red light. And these kind of little rocks kind of keep going in his backpack, these pebbles or these things keep going in his backpack until he kind of gets some realization of what you mean to him. Are you somebody that's going to take rocks out of his backpack, or are you somebody that's going to add to and make his getting to his important mission or journey harder? A lot of women mistakenly believe that men want them to be kind of submissive or permissive, and if that is the case, it's only because men are reacting from their MHA. What men want really deep down is a strong woman who is going to help him with his second MHAP principle, which is basically to help him get through his journey, his important journey, and his life mission easier. Super important. And again, please read Girl Gets Ring thoroughly, because we show you how this really plays out throughout the whole course. MHAP number 3. He desperately needs your loyalty. Now, I'm not going to spend a whole long time on this, because men's feelings and women's feelings on this are fairly in alignment. But I do want to bring out some important, not differences so much, but just different ways that men process this loyalty thing. First off, remember that he's got his MHA, right? Superman is probably going to deny that he needs anyone. So he's going to deny that he needs your loyalty. Loyalty meaning, you know, you can go have an affair or what have you. He's probably going to get mad, but he's going to deny that he's jealous, okay? Men have a tendency to deny that they're jealous, because Superman doesn't get jealous. If Lois Lane was talking to some other guy, Superman's not going to be jealous. Now, Clark Kent might, but Superman's not going to be jealous, right? Does that make sense? What I do want to point out, though, is in areas of faithfulness, as far as sexuality and that type of loyalty, that is very important to a man. But it's also very important to a man that you be loyal to him in public and this image that he's trying to project as well. So this quick, simple example. Let's say you're at a dinner party with a bunch of his friends, whether they have to be coworkers or whatever. Let's say the night before that you watched a movie, Marley and Me, let's say. And let's say that during that movie, he started crying. Now, if he's trying to project an image, or if he has an image of the strong and tough guy, he's not going to like it very much if you let that story out in public. It's going to feel like a disloyalty to him. Whether he can verbalize it or not, it's really going to make him cringe. And it's going to cause him to throw some of his armor back on when he's with you, because he doesn't feel safe that you're going to project this MHA or this image he's trying to project. So that may be a little of a funny example, but it plays it itself out in a lot of different ways. Again, read Girl Gets Ring very carefully, and you can see how this plays out and how you want to go about protecting and being loyal. I mean, being loyal to his image as well. Women like this too. Women appreciate this too. Women don't like intimate things leaked out as well, but men happen to be really, I don't know, more sensitive, but it will kill a man's desire to want to move that relationship forward with you, where it doesn't always do that for a woman. It may really make a woman angry or maybe closed off a little bit. It doesn't really kill her desire to want to move the relationship forward, where it does for a man. It causes that armor. It causes that costume to go be put back on. Now, here's something else that you should really be aware of. Some men do it consciously and some men do it unconsciously. Men will have a tendency to have their ears up, to be very aware if you appear to be disloyal to other people, whether it's your friends, your family, if you're gossiping a lot, if like your best friend tells you something and he hears you telling somebody else about it, that kind of registers somewhere down there that maybe he should be careful what he tells you. And I want you to be aware of that, because a man looks at what you're going to do a lot more than even he realizes, and it will turn him yellow or red if he feels that you're being disloyal to people in your life, and it makes him wonder if you're going to be disloyal to him too. Is it any wonder that when a man is involved with a woman who's having an affair on her husband or her boyfriend, that those relationships don't work out? Typically, the percentage of those relationships ever working out is slim to none. The reason being is because in a man's gut, he's registering, well, if she will do that to her husband or her boyfriend, she's going to do it to me as well. Really want to be aware what's going on in your own loyalty to your other friends and your other family. Hope you're with me on that. Does that make sense to you? Super important. This loyalty MHAP, even if you got the first two right, if he senses that you're going to be disloyal to him, either sexually or in public or in any way, that will kind of undo all your good works for MHAP 1 and MHAP 2. And if you do get to a situation where he feels like you've been disloyal, you really need to bring that up and talk about it and apologize as best as you can. Again, read Girl Gets Ring and also read the Clean Slate Method. If the situation's already happened like that, you need to fix that. Which brings us to MHAP number 4. He craves emotional connection. Now, that may be a little hard for some women to believe because of the front that men's put on. And it's definitely something that a lot of men will not admit to, even to themselves. But let's take a look at this from a woman's perspective. This is something that's fairly easy for women to do, and they do it naturally. When a woman falls in love, or when she first meets a man and is extremely attracted to him, she really focuses on all the little things, his preferences, what he likes, what he doesn't like. Does he salt his food? You know, does he eat meat? Does he not eat meat? You know, what type of clothes does he like? What type of music does he listen to? Women are very good at picking out the little details and getting to learn those, because for women, it comes naturally that if you're in a relationship or care about somebody, you know those small details. For men, they do want to be the rock star in your life, but it's really about the big things for them. And remembering the big things for him. Like, do you remember the big events going on in his life? Did he just lose a big contract at work? Do you remember when his dad died? The big things are really important to men. The small things can be nice too, but it's really the big things. If he tells you that he's got a big speech to make on such and such date, and he's studying for his speech and going over the speech, and you're like, what are you doing? Well, I'm studying for my speech. He feels kind of let down that you don't remember about the speech. Now, women typically don't have that problem or that issue. It's mostly on the man side. And here's the big, big secret. Here's the big secret about getting men to emotionally connect. You have to teach him, encourage, almost train him to do the same kind of things. Let's talk about why before we actually go into the specifics here. You need to do this because when a man acts a certain way, he believes he feels a certain way. For women, women will feel something. I love this person, or I'm very attracted to him, so therefore I should act this certain way. For a man, it's almost in reverse. If a man finds himself acting in certain ways, then he starts to believe in certain ways. One of the things that you can do is not let him off the hook in intimate situations. It's perfectly okay for you to ask him how he feels about you. And it's perfectly okay for you to expect an answer from him. Now, how you go about this, again, we talk about this in Girl Gets Ring, at how you have these conversations, but it's perfectly fine for you to ask him, how do you feel about me? Because this is an intimate and emotionally close conversation. you can't let him get away with, well, you should just know how I feel about you by now. Don't you know how I feel about you by now? Or let him shirk that conversation. It's important that he talks about that. And he talks about his feelings. What you can do is kind of lighten his load, though. Remember MHAP number two? If it gets too emotionally heavy, then he starts feeling weighed down. And like this may not help him on his journey. But a man does want to be close. Remember, he has a sixth sense of what's good for him. He knows it's kind of good for him, but it's kind of, it freaks him out too. So what a man fears sometimes is that if he tells you how he feels, that maybe somehow that's going to lead to the relationship going faster than he wants. So you might say, hey, you know, it's perfectly okay for you to tell me how you feel. It doesn't mean we're going to, you know, end up married or with kids or something like that. So you got to give him that emotional freedom there. But it's also okay to train him on what's important for him to remember about you and your events. And one of the things that women do is because women, or they keep score differently than men do. Women keep score, you know, little things, is everything is 1 point. If he does something nice for you, that's 1 point. If he remembers your favorite color, that's 1 point. It works differently for men, though. Men group things by bigness. If you remember that a year ago today, he got this big, huge promotion, and you celebrate his promotion a year ago, that's like a big thing to him. And see what happens there is he gives you like 10 points for remembering a big thing. Little things though, like if you remember to drop off his clothes at the dry cleaning, let's say, that's to him, that's just 1 point. So we keep score completely differently. So sometimes we don't realize the rebuff that we do when we forget the small things, because to us, that's just a little thing. It's just a little point. So you kind of have to train a man that what's important to you, and if he's going to be expected to be treated like a rock star, that you want him to be treated like a queen as well. And you don't obviously come out and just say those words. But what I'm trying to get across to you is this is a point where you've got to not be a wimp and let him wimp out of stuff. He may get a little ants in the pants and he may feel a little bit uncomfortable, but this is typically not going to turn his light yellow or red. This is actually going to help keep him green, because again, when a man acts a certain way, he also starts to believe and feel a certain way. What that means is these intimate conversations he's having with you, regardless of how well they go, if he's having these intimate conversations with you, just the act of having those starts to register and make him believe, and it's true, it makes him believe that you're somebody special and that if he's paying attention to small events and your small preferences and taking those actions start making him believe in the relationship and wanting to move forward. Does that make sense? This is actually based on social science. Robert Cialdini calls this the law of commitment and consistency. And I don't really want to get really deep in social science, but there was two social scientists that performed quite a few experiments and tests. And one of the easy ones that will really highlight this is based on the law of consistency. And what they did is they had two groups of homeowners, and they sent a pollster over, and they had a sign. Well, they had a picture of a big sign. And what the sign said is just be careful when driving. But it was this big, huge, ungodly sign. It was a picture of the sign. And they basically just asked these homeowners if they'd be willing to post this sign in their front yard. The difference between these two groups was phenomenal. One group, only 17% gave their permission to post this big, gaudy, be careful sign in the yard. But the other group, 76% gave their approval. Okay? So what was the big difference? One group said no. Another group, by large, said yes. The only difference was 2 weeks earlier, another person came out to one of the groups, the one that said yes, and he had this little teeny itsy bitsy sign. It was about 6 inches by 6 inches that said, drive carefully. And he asked for permission to post that in their yards. And they said, yes, it's just a small sign. So they posted this little small sign that says, drive carefully in their yards. When they came back 2 weeks later to ask if they could post the big one, that group said yes by 76% because they had already taken the small action and posted the small sign in their yard. So in order to be consistent and committed with what they're already doing, it only made sense for them to say yes to the big sign. And this is a lot about what's going on here with this MHAP, that if a man starts acting in small ways, in intimate, emotionally connected ways, pretty soon he believes it. Okay, so that is MHAP number 4. All right, all right, all right. Let's do some review. We first got together, we were talking about the MHA. What's the MHA? That's his masculine hero avatar, right? This is the image he feels he must project to in order to be received as that strong, independent, free man who's always in control. This is his superhero costume, right? And while it does a lot of wonderful things for the world that men are that way, it makes it difficult for them to commit deeply to relationships, even though deep down, that's what they want. And that took us to our 4 MHAPs, our 4 masculine hero avatar principles. Can you remember what the first one was? MHAP number 1 is he wants you to love the real him. Bottom line, he wants you to love Clark Kent and not Superman. He wants you to enjoy his Superman and he enjoys your admiration, but he really wants you to fall in love with the real him. And that pervades a lot of everyday life and how you interact with him. MHAP 2, he feels that he has this important journey and mission to accomplish. One of the ways you can short circuit a man's commitment phobia is to let him know or make him feel that you understand what his journey and mission in life is better than he has. And that's really not too hard for a woman to do because you can process feelings way better than a man can. Number 3 is he desperately needs your loyalty. In romance, in public, he desperately needs your loyalty. And this is the one where it will unhinge everything else if he doesn't feel that you have your loyalty. He doesn't feel that he has your loyalty. So MHAP number 4, that's he craves your emotional connection, but he has no clue really how to get there. And it kind of freaks him out, makes him kind of uncomfortable, but he really does want to have that emotional connection, but he needs a woman to teach him and lead him. And again, this is an area you really don't have to be afraid of, like ruining the relationship, because this is something he kind of wants on his own. And he does feel that it's something that's good for him, even though he may feel uncomfortable with it. Those are the 4 MHAPs. I've really enjoyed this session with you. I hope you have too. I apologize if I bumbled a little bit there. I'm not probably the best on recording audio, but I really do enjoy it here. And I look forward to our next session. Don't forget, I don't think you will, as many times as I've reminded you, but to make this really work for you, you need to study your Girl Gets Ring manual, then go through the clean slate method, and then go through your perfect online profile and your other materials to make this all work out and gel for you as best as possible. Thank you much, and send me photos of your engagement and your wedding. Thank you much.